Hey, it's Josie. Before we start this episode, I want to mention that the topic for this one is childhood abuse and that it's not a replacement for professional help and support. In listening, you're taking full responsibility for your health and your well-being. And so now if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. So after the last episode, which was on recovering from childhood trauma, a number of you posted on your Instagram stories about the episode. And later some people DM'd me saying that's how they found Affirmation Pod. And it came at a great time because they're working through childhood trauma and now they're going through old episodes of Affirmation Pod. And coming up soon, there will be a new app for Affirmation Pod. A couple of super sweet features are that you can search to find the topics that you're working on in your life right now. And then you can mark them as favorites, which will make a playlist, and you can set it to continuously play and to repeat if you want. At the time this episode publishes, it won't be available yet, but if you're listening deeper in 2019 or somewhere in the 2020s, go on in. Feel free to download it. It's free on iOS, Android, and Amazon, and you can do so by going to affirmationpodaccess.com. That's affirmationpodaccess.com. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now to today's episode. It's on recovering from childhood abuse. A lot of requests for this have come in. One said, quote, "Growing up, I was sexually abused by my father. When it finally came to light, my mother stood by him and didn't give us any support. My sister had done a lot of therapy and work around it, and I used to say to her, 'It happened. Why do you need to keep bringing it up?' And now I feel so bad because I've recently become a mother myself, and it has brought up an avalanche of emotion around everything. I'm so grateful my sister has been 100% there for me, but my parents have not changed. If you could create an episode to help me in this chapter of my life, I would appreciate it so, so much. Thank you for being a light in my life." And so now here is recovering from childhood abuse. There is so much emotion when it comes to this. I'll have times I'll feel like I've really dealt with it. I've put it behind me. And then something comes up and opens up old wounds. There's times things are just bubbling beneath the surface and then come out with so much intensity. I've seen and felt times when the impact of the abuse overtakes my mood, my outlook, my reactions to others. I don't want to be controlled by what happened to me as a child. I also know the work of recovering from it is something I need to give very special and specific love, care, and attention to. What happened was not my fault. It was never my fault. Any people or thoughts that still try to blame me or say I'm responsible are wrong, wrong, and wrong. No part of it was my fault. I was a child. I was innocent. I didn't deserve any of it. They were wrong to blame me. They were wrong to manipulate me. They were wrong to abuse their authority. And now as an adult, I see all the ways it has shaped me. I've had losses because of this abuse. For so long, it defined what feeling safe and feeling scared were all about. Because abuse is scarring. And right now, I'm still managing the wounds. I know I can heal. But I also know the healing process has its own timing. And it's not a really good idea to force things. I feel what I feel, and I have a right to feel what I feel. I'm determined, though, because I see the effects of the abuse showing up in ways that are getting in the way of my future, getting in the way of my present, getting in the way of the life I want to live. I know I can't undo the abuse, but I can choose to be defined by it or not. The boundaries that no one showed me before, I can learn and use them now. Where no one stood up and protected me before, I can stand up and protect myself now. My path and my journey are about helping myself now. I know and practice creating a safe space where I can identify what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it, and then give myself the best care and support that I can. I deserve and give myself the love, care, and health that should have always been there for me. I'm also not afraid to befriend healing communities. I listen to, I learn, and I apply strategies for managing pain, managing hurt, and managing any emotion that may surface. I get involved with healing practices because I am worth fighting for. Suffering can be in my future or not. Recovery can be in my future or not. I have a say. Actually, I have the say on the road ahead. I refuse to dismiss how I feel. I also refuse to become what I feel. I'm going to be the person I needed when I was younger. I'm going to be so patient with myself. Even when I've done tons of healing and then face an experience where I realize there's even more healing that needs to happen. I realize woundedness can come up for obvious reasons and not so obvious reasons. So I will love myself, take care of myself, and make inner peace my priority. I will be the person my younger self needed. I will be the person my current self needs. I deserve what I didn't get as a kid, but I can give that to myself now and keep people in my life who know how to love and care for me too. So as I befriend healing, as I walk the road of recovery, as I reprogram myself, I am the person my younger self needed. I am the person my current self needs. I am not ashamed of this healing process because I am not at fault for what happened to me. As every piece of my heart is restored, every piece of my life will be restored as well. I am ready for this healing. I am living this healing. I am simply healing. That is my gift for you today.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love AquaTrue? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it. But if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
As I put in my Instagram post for this episode, all kids deserve health and safety. And it just breaks my heart that that's not always the case. This episode and all affirmations of Affirmation Pod are available without ads, without announcements for Access members. And Access members, you'll find this one in the Anxiety, Safety, and Grounding section. If you're not an Access member yet, but you know you'll benefit from soaking in the affirmations, head over to affirmationpodaccess.com. That's affirmationpodaccess.com to sign up. I also want to say thank you to those of you who have posted a rating or a rating with a review in Apple Podcasts. If you haven't left one yet, but you think this podcast is beneficial to those who are searching for affirmations to listen to wherever they are, whenever they want, you can go to affirmationpod.com/Apple Podcasts. Again, it's affirmationpod.com/Apple Podcasts. And wherever you're at today, wherever you're at right now, I just want to send you a ton of love. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.